Hi, guys.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the inaugural episode of
our brand new podcast,
Too Niche.
To give you guys a little rundown of what this podcast is.
What we're doing here,
what our purpose is. So we have, obviously, our own podcast backgrounds. Elizabeth has a former journey in the wellness space.
And we say former because I think that wellness turned into some sort of like rebranded diet culture. And I was like, I'm out.
I'm like, Elizabeth has a former journey in the orthorexic space. I have a journey with multiple podcasts, you know, Sup, where I talk reality TV with Carrie O'Donnell. I have Babe, which was kind of laid some of the groundwork for what we're doing on this podcast. And then Saving Sex in the City 3, which you guys should go listen to right now. But where Elizabeth and I connected was over our love of consumerism
of stuff.
And stuff and our need to haul. I think we both identify as haulers.
Yes.
And our need to just deep dive into one particular subject.
Information.
Yeah. Getting all the information, squeezing all the information we can out of a particular subject.
Exactly. So
that interests us and potentially us alone.
On this podcast, we're going to be deep diving and hauling on niche topics that we love.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
It's very, very simple, very straightforward.
And we think you're going to love it too. And we have a lot of holiday specific. We're very festive. We're basically Mariah Carey. We are Lamely on this show. We are like really harnessing the spirit of the season and getting into things that to us say Yuletide.
And you know what I love about this podcast and working with you in particular is I think we complement each other because I'm not like a super festive person, but you've gotten me into the festive spirit. And like some of these topics that we bring to the table are things that it's like part of the joy of it is discovering things you didn't know you needed to be obsessed
with.
Exactly.
So we're kicking things off with sparkling water. Everybody needs a fizzy beverage
mm-hmm.
for the holiday season and in life.
Yeah.
And then we're getting into the Kardashian Christmas cards. We're hauling those starting at 1987 onward.
We're doing the Goop gift guide.
Celebrity wine, which is a vast market. We only scratched the surface. We're doing charcuterie. And honestly, some more fun surprises. So we're just so excited to have you join us.
Yeah. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the pod.
Welcome.
And without further ado, let's get into sparkling water.
And why don't you guys check out our theme song? Fantastic.
Fantastico.
Oh my God.
Wow. Hello.
Hello. Always start a podcast with, oh my God. It keeps everybody on their toes and just engaged immediately.
Right away, they're like, what the fuck could they be talking about? Well, you're about to find out.
We're doing, I think, the calling of all callings, really.
Mm-hmm. As two avid consumers, and I'll speak for myself as someone who loves nothing more than to find something I'm obsessed with and either buy a ton of it or a ton of iterations of it.
Yep.
It was just a matter of time before I began to haul on a podcast on a regular basis.
It feels like a just like divinely brought like the idea. It's not us. We are being vessels that it's coming through us, and we've been told by a higher power to haul.
We've been called to haul.
The haul calling. Will. The hauling.
Yeah, it is the hauling, honestly.
Yeah.
Because this is a, not only like do we get something out of it, but we also provide a service.
Yes.
So it is very selfless in that way. It's both selfish and selfless, which is the exact place I love to be in.
I love to straddle the line as well. It's mm-hmm. just, it's both.
Yeah.
It's all, I'm both, to quote Drake.
And I also just have to say, I am the biggest SUP fan like on the planet.
Thank you. This
is just a joy.
Well, the fandom is mutual, and I could not be more thrilled to have found a hall partner and someone who shares my passion for all the things that we are hauling on this pod. So it's just great when the vibes align and the stars align and we find ourselves in the midst of a haul.
In the midst of a haul. It's haul happening.
So do you want to tell the listeners what we're hauling today?
Sure. Okay. So this is... I think that this is a category that is glazed over too often.
I agree.
Yet is so important and so embedded in our culture in a way that it's like always, it's like hidden in plain sight.
Indeed. And I would argue that this is maybe one of the most important things a person can consume. And without it, you will most certainly die.
Right. And then it's hydrating and it's also elevating
mm-hmm.
the life experience. So we're talking about sparkling water, mineral water, water with bubbles. We're getting in. We're dancing the line between what's mineral water, what's carbonated water, where what's the difference? What's the price point? What's the branding? We are going so deep in who's the father that owns the company of your faves? Like, it is a true haul in all its essence. And we're bringing it to you today. I think we have how many? Do we have a total?
We have something, I think, in the realm of a 12 to 15 sparkling waters. And something that I love about sparkling water and in doing just like a... very bare minimum market research amongst friends and strangers.
Barest minimum.
Literally, I mean asking like 5 people. But everyone has an opinion on sparkling water. You either like it or you hate it. But if you like it, you very much have certain brands that you have an affinity towards. You're not just like, oh, whatever, if it's sparkling, I'll drink it.
Right.
Like, you know what you like and what you don't like.
The thing about sparkling water is... in a country, in a world that is so divided, I think we can all agree that sparkling water can unite.
Sparkling water reaches across the aisle. And actually, the only divide that it creates is people that think it's disgusting and people that love it.
Like, Kendall Jenner's Pepsi commercial would not have been that controversial had it been about sparkling water.
I literally tweeted this, I think, back in the day, or shared on social. I was like, it should have been a Pellegrino. And then I think maybe nothing would have even
happened.
Made
a peep.
We would have been in a completely different universe had that been a sparkling water commercial.
I agree completely. And this is why we're doing this show.
Yeah. So let's get into it because we have a shitload of water
so
to
much
drink
water.
And a lot of info to share. I wanted to start out just by, I pulled up some like sparkling water facts because I have my go-to favorite water is Pellegrino. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm Pellegrino ride or die, get it delivered in bulk every month.
She's fancy.
My opinions, though, are changing as I try different waters and as I learn about their origin stories and where they come from and what the whole deal is. And so I just wanted to, like, go off the bat with some, like, water facts.
Please. I'm on the edge of my seat, actually.
Okay, so there's two common types of sparkling water. Sparkling mineral water, which comes directly from the source of a mineral springs, and its effervescence is a result of naturally occurring gases. So there are some waters, this is a miracle to me to think about. There are some waters that just bubble up from the earth at the perfect temperature and are just naturally carbonated.
This to me, what does this say? This says that there's a higher power amongst us.
Okay, I literally was like, I don't want to get religious on this podcast, but I fucking have no choice when I uncover a fact like that.
Exactly.
Some sparkling mineral water companies also add carbon dioxide artificially to produce even more bubbles. Sparkling mineral water typically has a slight minerally taste. So some, in order to be not all sparkling waters are naturally occurring, but if a sparkling water calls itself naturally occurring, that means that it came out of the ground with some carbonation, and the company might have lost some while it was being bottled, and the company can add a little bit back in, but they can never add more than was what was originally there in the first place.
I see. And who's overseeing the bubble count?
That's a great, I would love to meet and hobnob with the bubble master.
Same. Of,
because the bubbles are so different.
So different.
There's many different types of bubbles. There's like a tight bead. There's a gentle bead.
Right.
There's like a powerful kind of, I like to call it a peppery bead.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it
a Topo Chico has like
hits
a,
at the back.
Yeah. And like, and it fills the mouth.
Do you have like, where does your preference lie?
Honestly, I'm really, when it comes to a bead, I'm open to all beads. I'm bead sexual. And
hot.
I am going by taste.
Okay.
Is it tasting good? Is it quenching me? Do I want to have more, or do mm-hmm. I want it out of my sight?
Yeah,
out of my glass.
So we're just grading on that.
I just grade on taste. I don't, but do you have a bead preference?
I think I like a tighter bubble.
Okay.
A tighter, plentiful bubble for me is it hits you at the front, it hits you in the back. Like that's generally what I gravitate towards, but I'm open.
Okay.
I'm open to a bigger.
You're bead curious.
I'm bead curious. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Seltzer water is also sparkling water, but this is bubbly water. It's made from still water and carbon dioxide, nothing else. So many, like, that's like what the bubbles have been added. Carbon dioxide and water react chemically to produce carbonic acid, which is a weak acid that's been shown to stimulate the same nerve receptors in your mouth as mustard.
Ooh.
This triggers a burning, prickly sensation that can be both irritating and enjoyable. That's like, I find my sweet spot as well, is being a little bit irritating.
In beverages and
highly
in life.
Enjoyable. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yes. The mustard comparison. I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I tried something with a boob tape.
Is it coming undone?
No, it's there, but
it's
I just pulling. Realized it's popping out. But it's just interesting because I tried it today. The tape. The method where you take the tape and you like lift your boob with it.
Oh.
I tried that today.
Wow.
And
does it tape it just
revealed.
Tapes it just tapes on your boob, but it doesn't tape to the dress?
Correct.
Okay. I've never tried that one.
Like that.
Wow.
I know. But it's not
Have you ever tried nippies?
Yes, I live for nippies.
I love
That's
nippies.
That's all I ever want to use.
Whoever invented nippies, I would love to kiss them.
I was trying to create a nippy with the boob tape.
Yeah, that's a bold move.
Well, used to be a stylist.
Because you have to just stop right there
yeah.
instead of doing the full Kim K, like over
right.
the shoulder boob.
Yes, this was like a mini 32A trial.
Mm-hmm.
And error.
I'll
apparently.
Let you know if I see it, but I don't even
okay.
see it.
It just pulled me out of the water moment.
It might
be just
like on your radar because you can look down and see maybe a peakage, but I can't see
a
peakage.
Great.
I'll keep an eye on
it. Thank you.
So the pH of carbonated water is 3 to 4, which means it is slightly acidic, but drinking an acidic beverage like carbonated water does not make your body more acidic.
Okay,
that's
because
great news.
Instagram and TikTok will tell you otherwise.
We're here to bust up misinformation. And something that was at the front of my mind and one of my biggest concerns as a sparkling water lover is that everyone says, like, it's terrible for you. Like, remember Mary Cosby on Housewives of Salt Lake City
yes.
said that it will, like, basically causes like cysts. Like she had some lore about sparkling water that I'm proud to report today here, you heard it here first, is not true.
We're debunking.
Yeah. One of the biggest concerns about sparkling water is its effect on teeth, as your enamel is directly exposed to acid. There's very little research on the topic, but one study found that sparkling mineral water damaged enamel only slightly more than still water.
Great.
Furthermore, mineral water is 100 times less damaging than a sugary soft drink.
Perfect.
So basically, like, I think people get soft drinks and sugary beverages conflated with sparkling water, which is just water with a little bit of carbon dioxide in it, either naturally or added. And it's not going to, it's not unhealthy for you.
It's not
going
to F you up.
It's actually like, if you're drinking water, you're winning.
Right. Period. I think it gets a little dicey. And we're, so just to clarify, we're doing unflavored sparkling water taste testing today. And
we're purists. We're keeping purists. It. Yeah.
And I think the issue is when you get into those just questionable natural flavors that is on the ingredients list, that's where I get confused.
And also, like, I feel like my gut biome is being compromised the second I take a sip of anything with a flavor in it. And the only thing I'm really willing to compromise my health for is Diet Coke.
I was just going to say, I don't know if I could be too naysay on the controversy around the toxicity of a natural or added sparkle, because I do love a Diet Coke so much.
I love Diet Coke sometimes more than life itself. And I will drink that even if it is laced with poison. But when it comes, and I don't feel like any certain way about it, but when it comes to a flavored sparkling water, the first thing that's on the back of my mind is like, this is bad
for
me. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, like, one thing that I had read, so I'm like new to the Diet Coke sphere, which is just an interesting fact. I picked it up like 2 months ago and shan't ever be going back, I don't think.
It took you that long to get into Diet Coke?
Well, I had my time with it. I'm a late in life adopter. Like, I effed with it in college, you know, late nights, library.
Yeah.
Got to keep it going.
You were using it more as like a drug than like a pleasurable.
It went very
pastime.
Well with like Adderall and a cigarette.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The trifecta.
Yes.
The Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity. If you will.
Yes. And so I recently picked it back up because I went to a bunch of weddings and I decided I didn't want to be drunk at these weddings because mm-hmm. I hadn't been around people in so long, and I was like, I just want to enjoy that. And it's just the stamina one needs at a wedding, I don't have that. So when it's the ceremony and then it's cocktails and then it's food and you're drinking more and then it's speeches and then the food and the pre-cocktails and the speeches, that's a nap for me.
Yeah.
And so I understood that recipe within my own system and what that would do. So I decided not to drink until the after parties of these weddings. So Diet Coke is what sustained me all the way through. Diet Coke and sparkling water, actually.
Yeah, those were during my 2021 no booze for a year. Those are what got me through that year, too. They're the perfect beverages for any event.
Yes.
And sparkling water is the most amazing thing you can order at a restaurant.
Yep.
Beverage-wise.
I fully agree. I was actually really inspired by you when we were at San Vicente Bungalows and you just casually just ordered a sparkling for the table. And I was like, I want to hang out with her.
Now, like after my no booze year, and I would just order a sparkling every time because it made me feel like I was having kind of a festive cocktail. Mm-hmm. Now I just always order a sparkling for the table wherever I go. And it is a power move. Chic. Now I'm realizing it's a power move.
It's such a power move.
If you want to make friends post-COVID, you need to go out to dinners with strangers and order a sparkling water for the table.
Show them who's boss.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So sparkling water is used for its benefits, which include improving digestion, helping with weight management, and assisting with swallowing ability. On the harmful side, sparkling water can cause gas and bloating, and if taken in excess, it may instigate tooth decay. But that, again, this is back to this, like, we're busting up this enamel truth. It's only a little bit more damaging than regular water.
Can confirm the first one, though.
There are claims that it contributes to calcium loss, but there is no scientific evidence to support this. So if you're getting bloated and gassy from a sparkling water, you might just need to try another brand.
Noted.
Okay. So with that being said, should we get into
the mix? Let's just get into this.
Okay.
I'm really excited. We're going to start with a classic, a just trailblazer in the space, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
San Pellegrino, my friend.
Yeah. Will you hand me the bottle opener?
And this is, as you said, this is your preferred.
This is my preferred brand. Like, okay. But upon learning about all these other sparkling waters, I have thoughts, feelings, emotions, and opinions. So S. Pellegrino is from the Alps. It's a naturally occurring, it's a mineral water, but I found out that they add carbonation to it. It's not naturally occurring sparkling.
Okay, so interesting.
It was like a minerally water that they realized when they added sparkle to it, people liked it more. So then that made me be like, is this just shit that everyone, they're just like adding? It made me have feelings. And yeah, it does have a minerally taste.
And okay, and so as you're opening, let's go over what we're grading it on. We're doing a classic grade school system because there's something empowering about the A through F experience.
Mm-hmm.
Triggering and empowering. And we're, okay, the controls are that it's cold.
Yeah.
It's every single, there's no flavor, as we mentioned. Every single one of the vessels are in glass except for one.
Yeah, except for one. And we pour them into, also in my research, it's best to consume sparkling water out of a thin rimmed glass. So.
Okay. San Pelli.
Cheers.
Cheers. Quenching.
It's quenching and it has that literal, that slight minerality to it. But it is just so good.
It's so good. It's a classic. There's a reason why we turn to Pelli Pelli.
And I will say I was like very closed off at first to the idea that another sparkling water could even come close to my love for Pellegrino. Mm-hmm. But as a bead sexual, I'm now just opening myself up to sometimes when I'm in a certain mood, only a certain water will hit.
Right.
And I'll always love Pellegrino, but I also want to keep my options open.
It sounds like you're breaking up with Pellegrino a little bit.
I'm just asking it to be in an open relationship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
It'll always be my first, and that's special. Yeah. No other water can have that, but it needs to let me be free
and
for
you're
a
not
little
ready
bit.
To let it go either.
No, I'll never let it go.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Pellegrino, I love their bottle. I love it's like a green bottle. I love their blue labels. The star on the label, I found out, was like an indication of a very fine product in Italy. So that goes way back. And it's from the Pellegrino Terme in Italia. A lot of these waters come from a place where there's also like a gorgeous spa.
I find that part of my personal grading system is I want to, if I take a sip, I want to be able to transport.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that, so am I transported? Do I feel like I'm in Italia at the moment? The packaging's bringing me there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much. I already finished it. Wow.
I'm transported. This is a great sparkling water. If you're just home alone at night, this is my nighttime unwinding with a beautiful Pellegrino. It makes me relax. It's a great way to settle down. I love it. I'm giving it an A.
Okay. I'm going to give mine a B+.
Okay.
Because I think it's great. I think there's something to be said for its exquisite packaging. That green bottle is iconic. It's a faithful, like, you know what you're going to get every time. It never disappoints. B+. Should we continue on?
We should continue because we just have so much.
I think we should go to, okay, so we went with, I think, one of the leaders, one of the grandfathers of the space.
The old school.
And now we're going into what for me has really changed the water game. It threw in a little bit of a pivot in the space. This is our only non-glass bottle, and I think that that's important because we're talking about liquid death.
Mm-hmm. Liquid Death, I'm sure you've seen it. It literally is everywhere at every music festival. You can get it at like 7-Eleven. It comes in a very signature tall boy can. It's disrupted the water space.
It has done nothing but throw a grenade into what we thought water could be. And they're here, as they say on the front of the bottle, to murder your thirst. And if you haven't seen this iconic can, it looks like a beer.
Yeah, I like what they're doing with this. It reminds me of how Voss Water swept into the water space with that glass cylindrical bottle.
Oh yeah, we'll get there.
Everyone jizzed themselves over it, and you could not, like, Voss was the status symbol. But what I like about Liquid Death is it's doing the opposite of that.
Yes.
It's like, it's edging in as like a lowbrow look, but I think we'll find giving highbrow taste and flavor.
I have tried this before. I do like that if they carried it at Trader Joe's, I'm on board.
Mm-hmm.
And that they do. And I believe Liquid Death has a sparkling. They have a non-sparkling, and then they are also introducing three flavors into the market. But right now we're just talking.
Cheers.
L'chaim. We're just talking. Okay, I'm looking at this. I just want to call out, this is a more robust bubble. It's a bigger bead.
Mm-hmm. I would say the Pellegrino is more gentle than this one, or no?
Here's what I like. I think that this is a perfectly fine sparkling water.
It's refreshing.
It's doing its job.
It has a clean taste, no mineral taste, and it has a bead that lingers.
Bead that lingers, I will say that. I think that as much of this niche industry is, it's all about the packaging, it's all about the font, and Liquid Death has done something.
They've really done that.
And for that, I give it high praise.
Yeah, I would say this water, I'm back to Diet Coke. I love it out of a can. I think it's the best out of a can or fountain. But when it comes to any sort of water, I'm really like, I don't like those like aluminum. I don't like that. And so that made me want to be a hater. But I can't deny that this water tastes great.
This was a big win for the sobers.
Yeah, this is a huge win. You get to look cool, like you're just like crushing a brewski. But instead, you are hydrating. Your skin's going to glow. And it's not going to taste like shit.
You're going to wake up and feel great the next morning. Like, this is a win for the psychology alone.
Yeah. And
so
over my year of no alcohol, I had partook in a lot of Liquid Death. And I was never mad at it. I'm going to give it a B+.
I'm giving it a B+. So, like, where Pellegrino was the grandfather, mm-hmm, and holding court as just sort of like setting the tone for the industry, I'm saying Liquid Death is giving equal court holding.
They're
a new generation.
And they've found a different area. Like, Liquid Death is not saying we need to be served with all the finest restaurants and paired with the finest food. They're saying we need to be served at gatherings,
pubs.
We need to be an option, mm-hmm, for those who want to remain booze free and
still look cool
and we want it to be good, and they're killing it.
Huge props. And I think this came out in like 2019, and now they are valued at
an insane amount.
Hold on, let me check our notes.
And it was made by this guy, Mike Cesario, who previously worked as a Netflix creative director. So he knows.
He knows what the people want,
yeah,
basically. He's got his finger on the pulse.
And water is really just about marketing at the end of the day. It's one of the biggest scams. One of the biggest grifts,
stunt I would say. Queen
yeah.
of the century is water.
But that's where sparkling water does things a little bit differently because it is elevated. It's actually giving you a different like taste and experience than just regular water. And for people like me who prefer to be just chronically dehydrated.
Dehydrated or hydrated?
Oh, dehydrated. I'm like, it's very difficult for me to get my hydration levels up to par.
I am constantly doing an inner scan of if I think I've had enough hydration for the day.
I set out every day being like, this is the day that I reach my hydration potential. And every night when I pee before I go to bed, it smells like the morning's coffee. So it's hard out there.
I'm going to get
me.
You the chuggiest fucking water bottle that's like, keep going,
them.
Girl.
I have it. I have all of that, but I just get work. Like really oppositional. And so sparkling water, thank God it's healthy for you because I definitely do put away at least 33 ounces of like sparkling water at night.
Great. Yeah, no, I also did a year plus of no alcohol. This is one of the things we've bonded on. Mm-hmm. And sparkling water was my true north in that time.
Yeah. 1907 is our next water. This is a water from New Zealand. New Zealand is a very
hot spot.
Hot spot.
1907. Okay, so this retails for $7.66 for 25 ounces.
So it's a high price point.
It's a high price point, but you're getting artisanal bottle.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a limited edition artwork label.
Collaboration.
That I think is nice by a artist based in New Zealand by the name of Phlox. And it says here, just for a little fun fact, Do I know how to read out loud? I do. Maori mythology tells of the kokako bird filling its blue wattles with water and delivering it to Maui as he fought to slow the sun. Have I ever been here before?
I'm going to start a Leah Michelle-esque rumor about Elizabeth. It will spread like wildfire.
It's true. And I also have major pick-me energy, so it's all aligned. Okay, so we proudly bring you our sparkling artisan. Are we saying artisan or artesian here?
Let's check on that.
Okay. Artisian, who knows, from New Zealand, a land known for its snow-capped mountains and ancient forests. I can't read. I'm not even going to keep it going.
I like it. When in doubt, give up.
Just give up.
Just give up.
Just give up. But I can perform the entire soundtrack of Spring Awakening. So Leah Michelle and I have that in common.
Artesian.
Okay.
Artesian.
Artesian.
Artesian. Artesian. Artesian. Artesian. Okay. I was saying artesian at first, but it's artesian.
I'll tell you something, though. It sounded right. Mm-hmm. When you said it.
It was the I-A-N at the end that made me think that. But then I got nervous and I was like, is it artisan? But no, that would be spelled
differently. Dear Google it. That's what I always say.
Okay, so the tea on 1907 is that it's made in like a town with like 4,000 people, a tiny, teeny, tiny little island in New Zealand. And they use like a lot of locals to make it.
What is the bottle speaking?
It's locally owned. It's a family business and it's sustainable. So that's why it's like incredibly expensive.
So there's no big water involved with this?
I don't think so.
Okay. So what is this bottle telling you? You're seeing it on the shelves. I believe you got this one at Erewhon, correct?
Yeah. I got one at Erewhon, but this was also sold at Gelson's. So
okay.
It's out there. Truth be told, I'm not moved by this bottle. I don't know why exactly. And even their just like regular bottle, I don't know. I'm just like not.
Oh, I have seen that bottle.
I like
the
regular
before.
Bottle better than the.
That regular bottle, if I'm being honest, it's giving like CK1 for me.
Yeah, there's just something about it where it's not drawing me in.
I'm not grabbed by it.
I'm not grabbed.
But let's see.
But I like the history.
The truth is in the bubbles, as I always say.
Yeah, the truth is in the bubbles. Nice.
Okay, that was a very nice bubble rise, which is, I believe, the scientific term, that came upon opening the lid. So that is what we like to see always.
And this is gas added, so it's not naturally occurring sparkling water.
Okay, so that's an interesting thing, because in my mind, it's got to be so good if they're adding it in.
That's a gentle, smooth bubble.
It's gentle, it's smooth. There's like a, there's a flavor that's hitting at the end. It's almost citrusy, but
it's a dry finish, and I like that.
It's like a buttery.
It's velvet and then goes dry. But it's a good mouth feel. My mouth went on a journey with this.
I don't think I like the aftertaste on this one.
And you know what? I'm liking the aftertaste.
Okay. See, different strokes, different folks.
Yeah. I'm having a fun time sipping on this water. It would never be my go-to. It wouldn't grab me. I like that it's expensive.
Right.
But I think you'll hear later on about the most expensive sparkling water that we're hauling and how I feel about that. And when I think about that versus I think about this, it's just like not a go-to for me. Like, it's fine, but it's not like...
I'm going to give it a B-. Only because I think for the price point, I need to be dazzled, and I'm not dazzled. I would not rebuy.
Yeah, I wouldn't rebuy. I wouldn't rebuy, but I want to support these 4,603 people.
Oh, right. I forgot about it being indie owned.
I'm going to give it a B.
I kind of want to give it a B now too, because I want to support small biz.
I'm going to give it a B in New Zealand and don't go beyond, and that's where the B goes for me.
Okay.
I'm gonna give them a tip, which is probably a terrible business advice, but I think that they shouldn't expand anymore. They need to be less accessible and create more customer desire. They need to create that like need where you're like, I need this, but I can't get it. Right. And I'll do anything
to have
it.
We need like the scarcity mindset for this water.
Yeah. They need to really introduce some psychological fuckery into the mix.
Or else.
Yeah. Or else it's just like, what?
Getting lost in the shuffle, if you ask me.
I know. Here's what I'm going to say about our next water, Erewhon. I didn't even know that they made and sold their own bottled water. But then, of course, why wouldn't they?
So for those who maybe only know of Erewhon as the home of the Hailey Bieber smoothie, which is perfectly fine, if that's what you know.
Are they still selling that?
I think it's off menu, but you can get it.
I never got that when it was like happening. And
I never got it either. But I will say my friend's niece, who is 16 years old and lives in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Came to visit him in Los Angeles and saw that he was down the street from Erewhon. She goes, oh, that's where the Hailey Bieber smoothie is. So
I love it.
The chokehold that smoothie has across the country.
It changed everything.
That's impressive.
It's like a $14 smoothie or like.
I think it's a $20 smoothie.
Yeah.
There's with inflation.
I went on a date to Erewhon to get smoothies and I didn't order that because I just felt weird about. But then I also realize I will never go on a date with the person again who I don't feel like I can order
right,
a $20 smoothie that they'll pay for and like not feel a certain way about it.
That's true. That should be that's the ultimate litmus
test. Red flag
test.
Number one.
I think, and I've said this for so long. I've been in LA for 15 years. I've been an avid Erewhon customer for equally that long. I think that Erewhon is one of the prime places to find a partner in this city.
I'm going to have to start going there more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like on the prowl.
And I don't know if it's a good date spot to like go there, get a smoothie.
It's a good neutral location.
It's a good like lunch date.
Yeah, you could go walk to the Grove after if you. Although I will say that maybe the West Hollywood OG location might not be the right place to find said partner. I think you have to kind of go to like a Silver Lake or a Venice, just depending on what flavor.
Mm-hmm. Of the Venice human, one is really something.
It's really something.
Yeah, the West Hollywood. It's hard on in this neighborhood.
Yeah,
I'll say that as a single person that's lived over here for a while. The partners are scarce.
Oh, I spent a good 11 years here in WeHo.
So you know.
WeHo, yeah. WeHo, Erewhon. So what do we have any fun facts about this water as we move in?
Yes. So I found out that the Erewhon water is bottled in Mount Shasta. It's a Mount Shasta water, which I love. That's mystical.
Vortex.
It's a vortex. According to our mutual friend's numerology, Nitty's like numerologist that she talked to, and I've said this on other pods before, and I'll keep saying it until it happens. He said that Mount Shasta like won't be around for much longer. He said, so that makes this water, Erewhon's doing what 1907 needs to do.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Scarcity.
Aside from being a spiritual magnet, Shasta is revered for offering the world's best water. That ultimately derives from the geography of the region. Shasta isn't actually a mountain, but an ice-capped volcano that hides an intricate network of lava tubes.
Okay.
This allows for snowmelt to form natural underground springs, a perfect reservoir for pristine water. So in my research, I'm also realizing that the best water comes from volcanoes. Or volcanic areas. That's what you want.
Okay. This is that's really good to know.
Mm-hmm. Picture an underground cavern, completely void of sunlight. The walls are thick sheets of rock rising hundreds of feet. Lining the floor is a deep pool of glacial water, completely untouched by humans. This is the source of our water. Erewhon has access to ancient lava tubes that naturally collect Shasta's snowmelt. The water literally travels from glacier to glass, never seeing the light of day until it finds its way into our bottles.
My tape-covered nipples are so hard right now.
I would never know because they're taped to the gods. But she's turned on. She's bead curious.
Oh, this is
doing it for her.
I'm like sweating with excitement. Like the creative writing sold me.
Their copywriting is insane. They deserve an award for that. And it also, I'm into a lot of the copy on these waters, and especially ones that are from like a natural like spring or any volcanic region. They love to talk about how many years, what the years long journey the water has taken before it gets to you. So this one is, it takes at least 100 years for the water to travel from Mount Shasta's summit to the lava tubes where it's collected. So and we're drinking a water that has been on a true journey. Along with its century long journey, our water gains life-giving energy that vibrates at a rapid rate. I'm indoctrinated. We aim to preserve these properties throughout every step of the manufacturing process. As a result, each bottle has natural energy that you can both feel and taste. So the next time that you pick up a bottle of Erewhon water, think about the snow, the alpine air, and the century of natural filtration that provides for the world's purest water.
Insane. I mean, chills.
Yeah.
Body chills. As an Erewhonist, I have high hopes.
Mm-hmm. And someone I really trust told me when I was talking to him about our sparkling water haul, he was like, this is my favorite. He was like, hands down,
what's
my favorite.
What's the price point?
The price point is...
We're at 16.9 full ounces here.
It's $3.29 okay. For a 16.9.
Okay.
Which I'm sure it's like double, maybe like $5 or $6 for the big boy.
Yeah.
Which
I'll take it.
It's a pricey entry, but
is it worth it?
We'll find out if it's worth it.
I have to say, while you open that, I'll just share a little RIP for the Erewhon salad bar that I think is one of our greatest one of the greatest losses of COVID.
Wait, did they?
They got rid of it.
They
obviously
did.
Because It's just not the type of thing that I think should be around during a pandemic, or really maybe post-pandemic. Maybe I think they probably were like, this is more hassle than it's worth, but it was the best deal in town, if you ask me. Okay, L'chaim.
These are some tight beads.
It's tight but big. Which is exactly how I like it.
That's a good water.
I like this one. It has a very light, almost citrus flavor to it in a way that I am going back for more.
Mm-hmm. This made my eyes open bigger after I took a sip. Like, I felt like I'm feeling the energy and the vibes.
I am transported to Mount Shasta. I am meditating at the vortex. I'm barefoot. There is a man who has not shaved in a while next to me, and we are having a love affair, and that's what this is giving me.
Yeah. They say everyone should take a trip to Mount Shasta, and you have to touch the mountain. But now you got to do it real fast because it could go at any time.
Touching the mountain with each sip. Is it too early to like give an A?
I'm giving this an A.
Me too.
Wow. I'm giving an A.
Wow.
A tight, light bubble.
Hello, Shasta.
Mm. That was good. That woke me up. That's kind of cocaine water a little bit.
I also feel there's a newly found perk in my entire essence that I'm like, okay, what else?
Yeah, that was like a three sip and I'm like on drugs a little bit.
Is this only available at Air One locations?
It might be.
Okay, so it's a natural spring water with carbon dioxide bottled at the source, made exclusively. Okay, so it's Aviva Beverage LLC, if we can look that up.
Okay. Aviva, like the housewife?
Throwing legs. Quite frankly.
You're both white trash.
Also, Aviva's dad, I think about him once a month.
Wow, yeah. What a king. Aviva Beverage is in Yreka, California, which is right next to Mount Shasta.
Mm.
Seems like a small LLC.
I admire Big Water for what it's become, but I'd like for my dollars to go elsewhere.
Yeah, this is bottled at the source.
Okay. Well,
not to be confused with Aviva wine, which is a very different, it's a wine from Spain. It's a whole different thing.
Okay.
This is in Yreka, and that's all I really know.
All right. Well, A.
Wow.
A. It's giving packaging. It's obviously brand recognition. They're using the Erewhon insignia on it. So I love that. I love the lore that it provided. It gave like a lovely tale of its origin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so A.
I'm going to go A plus.
Tastes great. Okay.
I'm going A plus.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going A plus for the amphetamine
boost.
Like
true Erewhonian
properties.
A true Erewhonian.
Wow. Okay. I'm fully radicalized into Erewhon water.
Okay. So now the next one is my personal fave, Gerolsteiner, which is a natural mineral water.
And you know what? This is also naturally occurring sparkling waters.
That's right.
Yeah. One of the first places that anyone ever discovered it, I want to say.
They're a leader in the space.
They are a leader in the space.
German. Schmeckt gut. And this is my preferred bottle. They sell it at Trader Joe's.
It's sold everywhere.
They sell it everywhere, but I have noticed at Trader Joe's that it is just under $2.
It's a really good bang for your buck. Also from a volcanic region in Germany. Also, I do believe there's a spa.
Okay.
Universe,
you hear that?
Mm-hmm. It tastes good. It does you good. It has calcium and magnesium in it.
Okay, this is what I call the perfect example of a light, velvety, plentiful, tight bubble, mm-hmm. a tight bead.
It's so good.
It's great.
I was given the opportunity to purchase a sparkling water from a grocery store on Saturday for a beach day. And normally I would go Mountain Valley. And then I took a look at Gerolsteiner. I did a double take and I got that and I never looked back. It was delicious.
Wow. That's major.
Yeah.
That's huge.
This is a you can take it anywhere.
You can take anywhere. You can enjoy alone. It's great as a mixer in a non-alcoholic or alcoholic beverage alike, which is one of the reasons why I like to have this on hand at all times. Mm-hmm. Also appreciate there are some health benefits with the natural mineral occurrence that I am on board with. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Throw some extra magnesium into your day-to-day.
The region at the Gerolsteiner mineral water originates from the volcanic Eifel in Germany is one of unique geological character. A mineral water of the highest quality evolves here thanks to the special combination of carbonic acid from prehistoric volcanic activity and dolomite rock known for its rich mineral content. This is literally like dinosaurs drank this water.
Yeah, it's serious.
Yeah.
It's not messing around.
As the water finds its way through the various layers of rock, every drop of Gerolsteiner becomes naturally carbonated. That blows my mind. This is an important process as the carbonic acid allows the water to absorb the precious minerals and trace elements from the dolomite rock. The water gathers at a depth of up to 200 meters after filtering through various rock layers, retaining its purity and freshness thanks to the carbonic acid. To maintain this level of natural purity is bottled directly at the source. Thus, Gerolsteiner mineral water is a true miracle of nature, naturally pure and protected from outside influence.
I was just going to say, is it science or is it God?
Yeah.
Who cares?
This is a miracle.
I am going to give this one an A-. Price point, natural occurrence. I think where it's getting the minus for me is the bottle itself. If I didn't know that it tasted good and, you know, has such a rich natural history.
That's a great point.
I wouldn't gravitate towards the font.
That's what was keeping me away from it all these years. And I have to admit that when you first told me it was your favorite bottled water, I judged you a little bit.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I was like, really? Like this bottle? I was like, I don't know. I hadn't really tried it because of my bottle prejudice.
Wow.
So now I'm here to formally say I'm sorry.
I accept.
Never judge a book by its cover. But I think I'll agree with you on the A- of it all.
Okay. Oh, it looks like we've reached the end of part one of our riveting sparkling water haul.
Smash the part two button, aka just go to the next episode for the second half of this incredible haul of sparkling water.
So many more sparklings to go.
Guys, we're doing the work so that you don't have to.
And the burps.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think we're going to edit out, but
yeah,
they're popping.
Yeah.
they were there. Just so everyone knows. Okay. See you guys in episode two. Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shanehals and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff with help from AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.